Hey everyone, this is Bill Russell here, and I'm excited to introduce you to our newest show, This Week Health Live. Join me and my co-hosts Drex DeFord and Sarah Richardson every week as we dive into the latest in health IT with a blend of humor, personal stories, and expert analysis. We'll bring you engaging discussions and a few surprises along the way, and it's all live. It's on LinkedIn Live, YouTube Live, and it will be on our website as well, thisweekhealth.com. Don't miss out on our pilot episode on June 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, where you can join in on the fun with comments and questions, live polls, and more. We'll see. But don't worry if you miss out. Each live episode will be recorded and released on our news podcast channel the following week, so you can catch up on all the action then. Don't miss out. Subscribe now at thisweekhealth.com so you know when you can join in making health IT informative, entertaining, and fun. Don't miss out. Tune in and be a part of the conversation. Today in health IT, it's Friday, and I like to have a little fun, but mostly what I want to do today is ask you for a little help. So I'm going to give you a survey that you can hit our website and provide feedback. None of the fields are required. A lot of open-ended stuff. It'll take you 2 minutes at most. It's really only 3 questions. And I will fill you in on that. But we're also going to have a little fun with an article on CIO personas and see how accurate it is. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week Health, a set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare, one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, notable ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. This news story will not be on our news site, but if you wanted to visit our news site and check it out, we are collecting, now it's up to 10 stories a day that are curated specifically for you. We weed out all of the salesy type stories and only select the stories that we feel are relevant to healthcare IT leaders and put those out there. Have a look. Check it out. thisweekhealth.com/news. All right, one last thing. Share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for daily or weekly discussions on the topics that are relevant to you and the industry. By now, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know what comes next. This is a foundation for mentoring. It's you having discussions with people about various topics and helping them in terms of their knowledge and their thinking with regards to these topics. So mentor someone. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, before I get into the article, I want to ask for your help. I have a survey out on our website, thisweekhealth.com/CIO-survey. Okay. 3-question survey, won't take you long. It's open-ended, no required fields whatsoever. You can go out and just look at it if you want to, don't have to fill anything out. The 3 questions have to do with I'm trying to find out from a healthcare CIO's perspective, what are the skills, knowledge, and proficiency that the role needs? So we're looking at their knowledge and experience, their demonstrated proficiency, and the skills that they should bring to the table. Those are the 3 open-ended questions. What skills are most important for the healthcare CIO to possess? What are the areas of proficiency you would want a healthcare CIO to have? What are the key things a healthcare CIO needs to know? That's knowledge and experience. You can put your name in there and email address, but as I said before, you're not signing up for anything. And in addition to that, we're not going to use your information for anything other than to help us to tailor our content over here at This Week Health. So this would be really helpful. If you're sitting in the CIO chair, extremely helpful. If you are watching a CIO do their job and are thinking, man, I really wish they would know or understand this. It doesn't feel like they're technical enough or understand the business enough or whatever. This is your chance to provide some feedback and to shape the things that we're doing over here at This Week Health. All right. Let me give you the punchline on this article before we do it. And I don't do this often, but it's Friday. It's the day to riff. And this is the 4 personas of a next generation CIO. And the punchline is, this article is from March 2nd of 2011. I like to do this from time to time. I like to go back and look at prediction kind of things from, a decade ago or so and see how we did and what turned out to work, what didn't work. And I also like these kinds of articles where they're essentially telling me, look, we did a study, and this is Constellation Research, this is Ray Wang's group, and they did a study of what does the next generation CIO look like? And they came up with these 4 personas. Now, 2011 happens to be right around the time, That was pretty close to the time that I was the CIO, or starting, or it was just after I'd started being CIO, healthcare CIO at St. Joe's. This is pretty relevant for me. I can think back to then and the things that were happening around 2011. Think about this. We were talking about the cloud. Now, in every other industry, we had moved to the cloud and had done significant things in the cloud. But in healthcare, we were playing around with it. And when we were playing around with it, people were saying I was crazy and nuts and that kind of stuff back in 2011. Fast forward, and majority of our applications are now in the cloud. And we're moving our EHR to the cloud. We sign up for a CRM, it's in the cloud. We're doing ERP, it's in the cloud. So a lot of stuff has been moved to the cloud. But in 2011, that was not the case. So keep that in mind as we're looking at this. And AI wasn't a huge part of what we were doing back then. So maybe as I give you these four personas, you'll start to reminisce about what was going on in 2011. So the first persona that they give is Chief Infrastructure Officer. Again, so this is Ray Wang with Constellation Research. Many CIOs are already familiar with this persona, according to Wang, and transitioning into it will be easy. These chief infrastructure officers focus on cost reduction, controlling 65% to 70% of the overall budget. Most projects prioritize keeping the lights on and managing legacy systems. These infrastructure officers tend to focus on the technology side and internal facing activities, according to the report. Wang says the chief infrastructure officer persona is becoming a core competency, but less and less attention is being paid to it. That is, it's melding into the background, and it's keeping the lights on. It's just expected, and it's supposed to happen. Now, on a day like today, when we're talking about, we just had the Change Healthcare breach, and now we're having issues at Ascension, one of the largest health systems in the country. This, I think, was melding into the background, and I think it just keeps popping up and becoming more and more important. I know healthcare CIOs who have really globbed on to the chief infrastructure officer role, and they're good at it, and they see their role as making sure that they run the most efficient, effective, secure, reliable system that there is, and they spend an awful lot of time there. So chief infrastructure officer is one of the personas. Number two, chief integration officer. Again, 2011. These are the personas that people are seeing. Also predicted to be an easy transition, the persona is used to manage just 5 to 10% of the overall budget and must bring together various business processes, data systems, legacy systems, and newer cloud-based approaches. Chief integration officers tend to focus on both the technology side and internally and externally facing activities. Okay, integration officer. These are the people, I think how we would think about them today are probably chief application officers, if I thought about it. These are the people that are thinking about the flow of data and knowledge and getting the right information into the workflow at the right time so that it creates a better experience better outcomes in healthcare, but a better experience for a consumer and those kind of things. Chief integration officer is looking at the big picture, the overall architecture, how things flow, but they're looking at it through a lens of the experience. Chief intelligence officer is number three. Again, 2011, chief intelligence officer. Let's see, CIOs, chief intelligence officers, manage 10 to 15% of the overall budget and strive to improve business user access to information, the report says. This persona tends to focus on the business side and internally facing activities and strives to appropriately connect the right data to the right person at the right time on the right interface, very similar to the integration officer. As many of the infrastructure functions are being outsourced or handled in the cloud environments, this persona of chief intelligence officer is growing into one of the most essential. By the way, this is your chief AI officer. This is what they're saying now. This is the person who's, okay, how do we take these reasoning engines and how do we program them effectively to program out the hallucinations and those kind of things, make them more reliable, more deterministic, and then bring them in. Not only those kinds of tools, but agents and other things that we've been talking about. Chief intelligence officers are probably what we would call the chief AI officer today. Again, it's interesting. I talked to some people that are like, we will never do that. And I talked to other people who have actually posted the job title already for their health system. And I'm also seeing a bunch of it outside of the industry. So take that for what it's worth. Chief intelligence officer, 2011 predicted to be a key role that chief information officers morph into. And the final persona is chief innovation officer. Huh. Well, this one was spot on. Investing 5% to 10% of the overall budget, chief innovation officers must drive innovation on a shoestring. According to the report, this persona typically has a business background and moves fast, fails fast, and moves on. Again, they're not talking about healthcare. They're talking about business in general. The chief innovation officer is probably the toughest persona that CIOs will have difficulty adopting, Wang says. This requires a good understanding of business strategy as well as keeping up to date with a large amount of disruptive technology. Oftentimes, these technologies are not covered in the market and require early adopter teams. As for core skills, Wang notes that next generation CIOs will need the ability to, one, quickly assess which disruptive technologies show promise for their organizations, design the next gen business models along with that, and fund innovation through legacy optimization. All right, so there's your four personas from 2011. How did he do? How did this study do? Chief Infrastructure Officer, absolutely. We've seen people morph into that. Chief Integration Officer, not so much. This is probably not, maybe, I don't know. It depends how you look at it. Chief Intelligence Officer, Chief AI Officer, we're seeing that come to fruition. And then the final one, Chief Innovation Officer. We saw a lot of those hired. And we put a lot of digital, Chief Digital and Information Officer in front of CIO titles just to give them the connotation that they are looking at forward-thinking digital solutions and they're trying to fund the next generation business models and those kinds of things. By the way, we have seen organizations just flat out hire innovation officers and move the CIOs underneath them. I think we've seen people do it. I think we've seen them move away from it. So both have really happened, and you can view that in the industry. So why talk about this? Four personas of the next generation CIO, because we want to be training the next generation of health leaders at This Week Health, and we're trying to figure out what are the personas that are going to be needed moving forward. What are the skills? What things does the next generation need to have in order to be effective as we move forward? So that's where we need your help. thisweekhealth.com/CIO-survey. It would be really helpful if you filled that out, gave us some feedback on that. You can hit that site today. It is out there. It is live waiting for you to provide your feedback. So really appreciate you doing that. And thanks for taking the trip down memory lane on the CIO personas. I have actually created some other CIO personas that I'm working on. But again, I got into it and I thought, man, I want to tap into this community. I want to see what you guys have to say. So love to get your help. Hey, that's all for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for mentoring. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Notable, ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.